Hello.
Hey, I'm speaking with Mary.
This is her.
Hey, Mary, this is Patrick Anderson. I'm calling you from Tandem Book Writers. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm good, and you?
I'm great. Is it a good time to speak with you?
Yeah.
Tell me, how is the person is the welcome on board call? I have sent you an email also, just to make sure to be in touch with you and to introduce myself. It's just a call for you. So tell me, how is the person everything?
As you're talking, I was just filling out the form.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Sounds amazing. So I must say that there must be some cushion in your mind. So if there's something that you need to discuss with me, so I'm here to help you out with this.
No problem.
No problem, Dan. I can explain you that what exactly we are going to proceed ahead with the project. Before you fill out the form and before we move forward with the work, can you please tell me something about your book? Because I'm really excited to work on this project and know something about the book. Can you please tell me something about your book?
It's the book is about like poems and quotes that I've written over the last 2 years. It has to deal
Personal.
with like it's personal.
Okay. It sounds personal. That's there must be something. That's why I understand it's a personal book.
Yeah, that I'm hoping that other people could be inspired.
So it's all about you
And
and your life.
yeah, well, it has to do with 2 years ago, my son was killed. And the only way I knew how to cope was really to write down my feelings.
I understand. I'm so sorry for this.
Thank you. So as I started putting my pain and everything in paper, I started going back to them, and it was like some of them was just me venting because I needed to vent. But then I discovered that I kind of turned my pain and hurt and stuff into something different with like poems and quotes. Kind of finding like, I don't know, like an inspiration along the way. Like just because I lost him,
How old he was?
there's still like, he was 27.
Oh my God, too young.
Yes. And I found the other day, it was a birthday card that he gave me. And on it, he made it for me. He drew everything on it. And on it said, "You only live once, so don't stop living." So that really inspired me. That I just can't. This is not the way he wanted to do me to be. That he didn't want me to stop living and not be happy. That I had to really find my way
I
through
understand.
this.
It must be a difficult time for you, and this is the only way to keep your feelings mentioned with the help of the pen and pen and paper. So how did you overcome with all of this thing? And I must say that you have mentioned each of everything in the book, right?
Yes.
That's great. You must be a strong woman, you know?
That's one thing that my children always knew about me, that
Exactly.
I was a strong person.
You are a strong person. I didn't meet you, but I can see that you're a strong person, strong mother.
Well, I want other parents who've been in my shoes.
Exactly, they will be.
It's like I remember after I lost him, I went to a support group and I told myself this is not for me. Like there was a lady who lost her child over 10 years ago, and she was so mad, angry, and bitter at the world. And I said to myself, I'm not going to be her. Like, I can't.
Exactly.
Because it's like, that consumes your life, and then you lost your life. For what? For anger?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there's ways to deal with grief.
Mm-hmm. I understand. You know what? What I believe that you were a different person, because obviously this is something, what happened in your past, it's not a small thing. You lost your son, and you have overcome with all of these things and started back your life again. So I must say, I like really appreciate this.
Yeah.
But you know what, you don't need to feel worried or something. I'm here. Whenever you feel low or something, just give me a call. I'm here to have words with you, make your mood feel better. Then we're going to work in this way.
No problem.
That sounds amazing. So before we move forward towards the work, so you know what exactly will happen? That I must say that your manuscript is finished. I mean, are you still working on your book?
I think I'm done with it.
You're done with it?
I think I'm done.
How many chapters or how many pages in the book?
There is 111.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on a 6x, that's counting a 6x9.
Mm-hmm.
There's like probably 6 chapters in
it. Okay. And what about any illustration or any pictures you have in the book?
There's 2.
Just 2 pictures?
Yes. One was like for the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And probably in the first few pages, there's the picture that my son drew that I wanted included there.
I wonder, what is the title of your book?
Let me open. It's Eternal Love, A Mother's Journey Through Loss and Faith.
Oh, so inspiring. You know, the title is so inspiring. I must say, I'm looking forward to read the book, the whole manuscript, and we can be on the same page. Obviously, we have to work in this project. I have, as being a project manager, I have to go through and have to be in your shoes to understand what exactly you feel and what exactly you were feeling when you were writing this book. It must be a difficult task for you to express your feelings and everything in just in the form of writing. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. Well, I have one more question for you. What about the book cover? Is the book cover ready, or you have something in your mind that you want us to design the book cover for you? So even we can do
it. I have something in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was something that I drew.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, after I drew it, I put it on my computer and I started playing with the colors. And to me, the cover that I picked, or at least the picture,
mm-hmm.
like I could see it being the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it goes with the book.
That's great. But we do have a chance for this. For example, if you have something in your mind, any illustration description you have in your mind, for example, let me just explain you that what exactly we're going to help you with this. As you know that I have sent you 2 forms. One is the book editing form and the other one is the book cover form, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So what you just need to do that in the book cover form, you just have to mention the book style, that is 6x9. Okay, and then obviously you just have to, if you can scroll down in the last, there's a question that please provide the book description, book cover description. So what you need to do that, whatever you have in your mind with respect to the book cover that you're looking forward to design, I mean, you want us to design the book cover for you. So whatever you have in mind, if you have any reference picture or something, so just describe everything in the description, okay? So once we have the book cover description from your side, I'm going to share with my team, and then my team will design 2 or 3 mock-up for you, book cover mock-up for you, and then as per your feedback, we're going to suggest, I mean, you're going to suggest any one of them, and you will pick one of them, and then we can proceed ahead with this. Sounds good?
Sounds great to me.
That's great. So this is how we're going to work. So for that purpose, we just need your help in providing the book cover description. Once we have the book cover description from your side, then we can greatly kickstart the project. And also the book editing form. There must be a really simple question in the book editing form. I must say that you have going through with this form. You will find out a couple of questions over there. So you just need to fill it out. Just send back to me. The purpose of sharing this form to you is just to know the basic details before we kickstart the work. And yeah, this is what I have in my mind to discuss with you. If you have something with respect to the book cover, for example, you do have a book cover that you have created, so you can even share this with me. What I can do best for you, I will share with my team that what exactly you have in your mind, and this is what you have designed. So the team will look into this, and team will prepare something similar to the book cover that you have. What sounds good?
Sounds good to me.
That's great. So, and similarly, the manuscript that you have, I must say that you have completed working on the manuscript. So what we're going to do, obviously, as being a human being, we are working on the project, so there must be a chance to have the grammatical error, punctuation, or any formatting issues. So what we're going to do that, as we have a team of editors who will look thoroughly to your manuscript. They will go through your manuscript by doing line-by-line editing. For example, they will go and check each and every word if there's any grammatical error, punctuation, or apart from this, if there's anything that need to be added. So obviously, they will share your feedback. And once I receive the team feedback, I will share with you so that once you review everything, then you can let me know and we can proceed ahead with this. Okay, so there are two things on which we have to work. One is the book cover, and the other is the book editing. The book cover you will get the book cover within 2 days or 2 or 3 days. Yeah.
Okay.
And you will have, if you provide me the book description by 2 days, so I will try my best to expedite this work on priority. Because obviously, you know that holidays are near, and we just left it only a few days. Then obviously, every other person is looking forward to spend time with friends and family. So, by the way, what are your plans for the Christmas?
Something nice and quiet.
You know what? You sound like a quiet person. I mean, you're that kind of person who does not even speak to that person. What I recognize about you, or what I feel about you after just having a conversation with you within just 10 minutes, what I feel that you're that kind of person who just be in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No worries. I totally understand. Well, so I must say that there must be something. If you have anything in your mind, so yeah, I'm here for you. I can give you an answer for the question. Do you have something in your mind?
How do you want me to submit the paper, the manuscript? Because I have it 2 ways. I have it where it's like 96 pages.
Okay.
And so I also have it.
Okay, just give me one thing. Do you have the manuscript in form of, in the pages or in the Word document or the PDF form?
I have it on both.
So, I'm sorry?
I have it on both. I have it on Word and PDF.
Okay, so what you just need to do, once you're going to share me these forms, okay, the form that I have shared with you, attach the manuscript with me. Either it will be in Word or in PDF, or you can share me the both files. So, yeah, that's what I need from your side.
And it's, the main one is on big pages.
Yep.
Okay.
So now you just have to share me the manuscript along with the book editing and a book cover form.
Okay. No problem.
No, thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to working on this project, and looking forward to know more about the book. So I'm just waiting for your email, and once I have the email, I will try my best to kick start the work.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time, and have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.